It's Brian and Trisha. Congratulations again to Kaylee Howell from E-Town. She was the winner for the impossible question. Over 50% of people think it's okay to ask your friend to do this, and the answer was help you move.
Is the going rate to help somebody move still pizza and drinks?
I would say some sort of food.
Yeah.
You definitely want to feed them.
It's like, hey, if you'll help me move this house full of furniture, I will buy you some pizza.
Pizza is the easiest thing because then you can just have it sitting there.
Well, you don't have to have plates.
Right.
Just stand here with a napkin and eat this in the middle of my new apartment.
Yes.
You know.
Or your old apartment.
Yeah.
You're moving it out.
Or in your truck while we're unloading boxes. So.
Okay, so I saw this on Facebook. Somebody shared this, a friend of the show shared this on their Facebook page, and it immediately caught my attention because you and I went on a mission last year with shopping carts, trying to encourage people to put their shopping carts away. So this is called the shopping cart theory, and I'm just going to read it. The shopping cart is the ultimate litmus test for whether a person is capable of self-governing. To return the shopping cart is an easy, convenient task and one which we all recognize as the correct, appropriate thing to do. To return the shopping cart is objectively right. There are no situations other than dire emergencies in which a person is not able to return their cart. Simultaneously, it is not illegal to abandon your shopping cart. Therefore, the shopping cart presents itself as the apex example of whether a person will do what is right without being forced to do it. No one will punish you for not returning the shopping cart. No one will fine you or kill you for not returning the shopping cart. You gain nothing by returning the shopping cart. You must return the shopping cart out of the goodness of your own heart. You must return the shopping cart because it is the right thing to do, because it is correct. Now, of course, there are situations where some people cannot do it, but generally speaking, the general public can put a shopping cart at least in the corral.
Yes. If you are a mom with a couple of kids and it's not safe to strap them in their car seats and then go wandering across the parking lot, if you can't park near a cart corral or you can't put yours back easily, I'm going to give you a pass.
Yeah.
If you are in any way differently capable than I am and I have the ability to put a shopping cart away, you may not. I'm going to give you a pass.
What we could do for
people. But I'm going to tell you, most people are capable of putting a shopping cart back. They're just lazy.
What we could do for people who cannot, if you see that someone has multiple children and they're not going to be able to bring that cart back, why don't you go ahead and take that cart for them and say, let me take that for you, especially if you're going inside.
But it's all in the approach. You don't walk up on a single mom in a parking lot and go, hey.
Well, of course not. No.
Be real careful.
I mean, just go up and say, hey, can I take that for you?
Don't be scary.
Oh, come on. I mean, I wasn't even turning it into that. Just, I mean, if you go up and say, hey, I'll take that cart for you.
I think
no from, other conversation. That's it.
I think from 20 feet away, you initiate the conversation. Hi, I'd like your shopping cart. And then you gently, with your hands showing that you don't have anything that's going to be causing her malice.
Okay, I was just
walk
saying.
Towards her. Look, yeah. I'm not a single woman with kids. I'm telling you, I would be intimidated if I'm in a parking lot with my children and some man my size just walks up on me and starts a conversation.
Yeah, I mean, approach gently.
Yes.
And say, you can, I mean, you don't have to be right up on them to say it.
Not at
you
all.
You can do it from several car lengths away. Hey, I'll get that for you. As you're just walking by, you could just take the cart.
You can even make the shopping cart motion. Hi, I'll pick, I'll like push your arms forward.
Or if you see that the person is just going to leave their cart there, then you could just go ahead and take it.
Right.
You know, I mean, but that we as individuals, we can help this situation because there are obviously people who are not going to be able to bring their carts back. But the general public, we can bring the carts back.
My favorite is when the people that can put them where they belong don't. Like they shove them up on the island of a little bit of grass in the middle of the parking lot at the big box store.
Yeah.
You helped no one. No effort was made to help anyone. And I like to go get it and hard stare at them while they're starting their vehicle. And then I'll wave at them and say something like, no, that's okay. I'll get it. And then I push the cart in.
And do they think anything? They're probably like, yeah, you will. Thanks.
They assume I'm a jerk.
Yeah.
Which is accurate. But
I mean, we can do our part to put shopping carts away.
I got this. Don't worry about it. You can get it next time. I say stuff like that always.
So what are we going to do here? We're going to put our shopping carts away. We're going to take the few extra moments that it takes to put it in a corral. Or if someone, you see someone that has multiple children and they can't do it, you're going to stop, you're going to, as you're approaching from a distance, say, hey, I'll get that for you. And then just grab the cart and then just keep on walking. You don't have to have a conversation with the person. Do it gently and just say, hey, let me help, because that's what we should do for each other. We should help each other. But if you're able to do it, put the cart up.
You know what you haven't mentioned?
What?
Taking one with you when you go in the store.
Well, yes. Yeah.
When I get out of the vehicle.
But we shouldn't have to do that if everybody's putting their carts away.
Well, you know. But I'll grab two if I can push two at once, if I don't have a bunch of stuff in my hands or a big list or something.
How big is your list that you wouldn't be able to push a shopping cart? Like Santa Claus here?
Well, if it's raining and I got to keep my list under my coat.
Yeah, because you don't have a purse. So, Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
You don't know that I don't have a purse. Don't you make a judgment call.
I've not seen your purse. If
I might have a European shoulder bag. You don't know.
Okay.
Long story short, if Addison and I or Keegan and I run to the grocery store, we'll grab 2, 3, 4 carts and push them inside. Use one. And then if it's at all possible, we try to carry this stuff to the car and leave the cart in the store.
Yes, that makes it easier.
Yeah.
That makes it so much easier in the long run.
I'm just a little better than most people.
Just ask you. He'll tell you. Tell us.